The Podfix Network.
6.5, 5.5, 4.5, 3.5, 2.5, 1.5, 1. Advanced clapping with Tove and Lord.
Well, hello, listeners. You're listening to This Week Today, a comedy podcast that takes a brief look at this week in history, news, entertainment, and more. Welcome to the show. I'm Tove. I'm joined by my regular co-host, Lord Saunders. How are you, sir?
Well, Tove, as I said off air, I've just gotten back from my barbecue masterclass weekend. I'm so fresh back, my hat still smells like wood smoke. So I am doing freaking phenomenally.
What kind of wood?
This week we were using white oak, and we did a little bit of apple wood, actually. All hardwoods, of course.
That's what my floor is made out of, is white oak.
Yeah, which is a sibling to the post oak, which is a very popular wood to smoke with in Texas, and what I have in my backyard.
Ah, well, there you go, full circle.
Uh-huh, see?
Well, thanks for asking, Adam. I will tell you what I've been up to. I have to get up first thing tomorrow morning and fly to Las Vegas.
You're going to Vegas? Where are you staying?
I'm not staying anywhere because I'm going in the morning and I'm coming home in the evening.
I've got just the sound effect for you, buddy. You hear that? Those are my desk chips that I keep in the hand so I can practice shuffling chips, casino chips in my desk.
But if I survive that, for fans of improv, at the end of the week, something very exciting is going to happen because these are two people that you've never heard of, Adam, but Adam Cauley and Rob Norman, the co-host of the Backline Podcast, which is an improv podcast, and these guys are also established comedians, actors, improvisers from Toronto and LA, and they're going to be in Dallas next weekend, and I'll be doing two live shows and taking two workshops taught by these two gentlemen.
It sounds like we're both doing things that we love.
Yes. So you had last week you had your barbecue weekend, and this upcoming week I'll have my comedy weekend.
Yeah. This just feels like the universe is smiling upon us at the moment.
It really is. Yeah. So I couldn't possibly contrast like an absolutely horrific start to the week and hopefully a really fantastic end to the week.
Well, I hope that it goes that way for you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. And in between, there's all these other things. So why don't we get started and take a look at the calendar of special days? How about that segue, Keith? So everyone knows what to celebrate this week.
Let's do it.
Adam, today, and I've done this a number of times actually, today is National Biomusical Instrument Day.
Did you buy a nose flute?
No. In fact, I have not bought a musical instrument in quite a long time. I've bought many, many guitars. I've bought harmonicas. I've bought other things. I know you are a percussionist and a drummer, so you've probably bought a bunch of stuff yourself.
And a guitarist.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I hack around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
Yeah.
These last several years, I didn't even know you were a guitarist. Well, anyway, tomorrow is National Scotch Tape Day.
That's really great on Christmas. We need to probably bump that down the line.
There's no one more obsessed with Scotch tape than my daughter, Ellie.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Loves Scotch tape. Every time she sits down at the table to do a project, it involves Scotch tape.
So she's always like, she'll find a good roll and she'll pick it up and sniff it and go, mm-hmm. Now that's good Scotch.
Yep, that's right. She has a certain vintage Scotch tape that she likes. Mm-hmm, all of that. Tuesday, Adam, is National Scavenger Hunt Day. It's been a long, long time since I've done a scavenger hunt, but I am a huge fan of them.
Yep, love-hate relationship. Definitely a cool thing.
Love-hate?
Yes, I am intensely competitive. I love scavenger hunts, but if I lose, I just lose my ever-loving mind.
Yeah, I can relate to that. And also, I haven't thought about it in a long time, but I've racked my brain because I would love to figure out how to do a scavenger hunt podcast.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to do it, and it's probably equipment intensive and probably production intensive, but I would like to do a scavenger hunt podcast.
Sounds fun.
Yep. Wednesday, Adam, is towel day.
You should make a towel snap day and you like, roll your towel, whoosh, snap your neighbor with it.
Well, my neighbor died, so that's a
tough one.
Was
it from a towel snap?
No, it's just progressively poor health.
Congenital heart failure?
He just wasn't doing well, Adam, and just finally went downhill and And now he's deceased. So,
he won't need any more towels then.
Let's try to recover. On Thursday is National Puppeteers Day. Now, if you're a child, that's probably really exciting, and you probably love them. When you get to be an adult, it becomes super creepy.
That's correct, and there's no exceptions to that at all.
And I don't know at what age you cross over, but it does happen.
Yep, absolutely.
Friday, another thing that in my head and heart, I love it. In actuality, I don't like it at all. National Road Trip Day.
That's a really great way to say that. I love an RV. Yeah.
I want to be a road trip guy. I truly do. Like in my head, no matter how much I really, truly dislike it, in my head, I want to put my whole family into the minivan and I want to travel the country. Like, I want to do that. But I know as soon as we left the house, I would hate myself and I'd want it to end immediately.
So I found a way to kind of like circumvent that.
Ooh.
If you fly to where you're going, rent an RV, and then drive up into the campsite, that you get the whole experience.
That's the exact equivalent as entering the Boston Marathon, running about the first 300 yards, then getting to a cab and driving to the end.
Yeah, or like taking a helicopter to the top of Mount Everest.
Right. and then to the rest of the climbers, when they get up there, you say, "What took you so long?"
Classic dad line to get them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've been up since 4. What have you guys been doing?
Like, 3 Sherpas and half the climbing contingency died, but you have to go ahead and throw that joke out anyways. You're like, what do you want me to do? Low-hanging fruit. Huh?
Was it cold up here? Not to me. Come on.
And we'll end this week of terrific celebrations on Saturday with another day that I'd like to briefly discuss, because I have mixed feelings on this. National Paper Airplane Day.
Can't go wrong with a cool paper airplane, man.
I go into making a paper airplane with unjustifiably high confidence. Like, I'm going to fold this paper airplane that's really going to sail, and then it awkwardly just torpedoes towards the ground.
Yep. We're the same person.
Yeah. But I, every single time, like, I have no memory of the previous experience. And once again, I'm like, no, I'm going to make the most awesome paper airplane ever.
Well, I have like a short-term memory with it. I'm like, okay, this one's going to be awesome.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, this one, it's going to be awesome. Nope.
Yeah.
But they're just good enough to make me want to try again.
Yes, yes. I've even seen in books, like, it'll be a book or a page in a book that'll say, the best paper airplane ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll follow those instructions and get the same results.
Yeah, I know. But then you see like this like stupid like 5-year-old kid who makes this dumbass airplane, and it sails across the gymnasium farther than anybody ever could get it to go.
That's right. It's like a transatlantic flight. Like, what in the world? I hate you, third grader.
Kyle.
I bet your parents hate you.
You're adopted, idiot.
Yeah, I made him cry. That's right. I did.
Actually, it's like, what a champion. Like, nowadays, I'm like, oh, you were adopted? Like, I love your parents. Like, way to go. That's awesome. You know,
right.
Like, not in the old days where it's like, nobody wanted you. It's like, oh, cool. People wanted you. And, like, it was such a paradigm shift. So, that joke was not even true anymore.
Yeah. Well, Adam, with that, why don't we turn our attention to this week in history?
Don't mind if I do, buddy. In 1455, the War of the Roses began. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Stop right there. It's... The War of the Guns and Roses was way later. This is the earlier War of the Regular Roses.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had two thoughts. I had that thought, and then I thought, this is probably like the massacre at Fort Pillow. Like, did they just throw roses at each other? They got bored, and they're like, all right, I guess we're done here.
Yeah, it's like, guys, come on. Like, the bugs come out. Like, there's thorns, you know?
Or it's
like... Or it's just like, it's like two neighbors fighting, like snipping each other's like gardens, and that's it. But it's like, you know, so scandalous. It's like the War of the Roses.
That's right. They both entered this horticulture rose competition.
Right. It's like the Monopoly level of competition, but yes. Like in the 1450s, you know?
Right.
And,
right.
And for, you know, in the words of Hightower, you know, flowers and shit.
Yes, I think we nailed it.
All right, so we're going to fast forward like 400 years. And that's when, in 1883, is when the Brooklyn Bridge opens, buddy. I know how much you love that bridge.
Solid bridge.
Yeah. Not to be confused with like the bad bridge of Galloping Gertie, which obviously collapsed. All right.
Or the London Bridge, which is now in like Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And fell down. Dumb.
Right. It's neither of those. It's the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, right. All right. In 1927, it was the last day of the Model T production at Ford was that year. And if you can believe it, Ford produced like 15 million of those things, dude.
That blows my mind.
Me too. Like, do they have the materials for that in the early 1927? I mean, I guess they did. Like, you know, World War One had already happened.
I feel like it's implied that the answer is yes to your question.
Yeah, I just don't think that, like, you know, I always forget that in the early 1900s, there was far more technology than you would probably imagine initially. You know, like, you That's don't think right. it's... I mean, it's kind of the Industrial Revolution. Anyway, moving on. In 1934, the police kill famous outlaws Bonnie and Clyde, right? Which is... I mean, they are literally like the most famous outlaws ever.
Correct.
In 1935, many, many years predating the steroid era, Babe Ruth hits his last home run, which was 714. Can you believe that?
It's a lot of homers.
That's a lot of homers, man. Thankfully, he wasn't in the No Homers Club. Keeping with the bridge theme, in 1937, 2 years later, the Golden Gate Bridge opens. Have you ever driven across the Golden Gate Bridge?
I have, and also my friend Jonathan, his father, I think when Jonathan was a teenager perhaps, maybe younger, was jogging across the Golden Gate Bridge and collapsed and died of a heart attack.
Oh. Well, okay, I won't say any more Golden Gate Bridge facts then. But it's spectacular to drive over. It is spectacular.
It's better to drive than jog, apparently.
All right, so flash forward 40 years. In 1977, Star Wars opens in theaters. Boy, and like that like changed the world when
yes,
that franchise came out.
Yes, it did.
Okay. So in 2006, Barry Bonds hits his 715th home run to pass the great Bambino, Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Babe Ruth is only third on the list behind Bonds and Hank Aaron. So I think, though, that... Wasn't Barry Bonds in the steroid era? Wasn't that asterisk 715?
Boy, was he.
Yeah.
He's like the face of the steroid era. Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark McGuire, he shriveled up like to an old man when he stopped taking roids.
Yes, he did.
But yeah, buddy, that concludes our history.
All right. Thank you, Adam. With that, how about we move on to the news?
Well, I love the news, second only to its jingle.
Adam, you've been to a lot of weddings, right?
Oh, yes, unfortunately.
Have you ever been to one between a human and a hologram?
No, nor a building.
Boy, are you missing out. Well, then apparently you were not invited to the wedding of Akahiko Kondo, age 38.
I love that name, Akahiko.
I do too. Well, he is a fictosexual. Do you know what that is?
Sounds like somebody who is in love with fictitious beings.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
More specifically, someone who experiences exclusively sexual attraction to a fictional character.
I mean, we all have a little bit of that, don't we?
So in 2008, Kondo began dating Hatsune Miku. Do you know who that is?
Anime?
Yes, she is a fictional 16-year-old pop star with turquoise hair.
Okay, so you have to pick somebody of at least legal age, sir.
Kondo first became familiar with her after bullying at work caused him to become depressed. That's really sad, actually.
Yeah.
He says, I stayed in my room for 24 hours a day and watched videos of Miku the whole time. So you haven't heard of Miku before, right?
No.
To give you an idea of how famous she is, Miku toured with Lady Gaga on her Art Pop Ball Tour in 2014.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, so now do you know who I'm talking about?
It rings a bell, yeah. I remember that year.
So just to give you some perspective. And while Kondo acknowledges his relationship might be odd, and he does understand that Miku isn't a real person, so he's not completely delusional... But it doesn't change his feelings for her. And he knew a human partner just wasn't right for him due to his intense attraction to characters like Miku.
Oh my God, what did he do?
Since falling in love with her in 2008, Kondo was finally able to interact with Miku for the first time in 2017, so 9 years later. Thanks to a gate box, which is something I've never heard of before, but this is a $1,300 machine that allows device owners to interact with characters via holograms and even unofficially marry them.
That's the future, man.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope not. So after nearly 10 years of dating, the couple married.
Wow.
Would you like to guess how much the wedding cost?
$1,300.
No, that's how much the machine cost.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, he had to pay a little bit more for the wedding. Would you like to take another guess?
Like in-game credits? Like downloadable content?
I don't know.
$10,000?
Very close. Kondo spent 2 million yen, or about $17,300, on the wedding.
What?
Yes. He invited his co-workers to the ceremony, but none of them came.
Oh.
Well, which makes sense, because remember...
They were bullying him.
Right, these are the same co-workers who were bullying him. So I can only imagine how they reacted when he invited them to his wedding to a hologram. His family declined to attend as well, but there was 39 people at the event, including strangers and online friends, some of whom were also fictosexuals. But Adam, I have some bad news.
Oh no. Did the machine break?
Now married for 4 years, Kondo said his relationship has hit a roadblock. He can no longer speak with Miku due to a technological hurdle.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. What is this hurdle, you might ask? Support for Gatebox software has been discontinued.
Oh, Jesus. There's got to be somebody who knows how to fix it.
And he spent $17,000 on the wedding.
Right, right.
So he's into this deal for nearly $20,000.
Yeah, but over the course of 13 years, that's not so bad. A couple grand a year.
Understandably, he's very disappointed, saying, I held the wedding because I thought I could be with her forever. But he insists... This has not lessened his feelings. My love for Miku hasn't changed, he says. He now carries around a life-size version of Miku.
Okay, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably not helping his situation at work either.
You know, that's a common thing, though. Like, have you seen these people with, like, life-size fake partners?
No, it is not a common thing. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are doing it, but it's not common. I'm not seeing that out in the world, Adam. I'm gonna call your bluff on that.
Well, okay. I mean, it's not
common.
It's not super common, but my point is there's a large community of people who have life-size dolls that they have that they are married to, and they bring them everywhere.
Okay. Well, this is a man in his early 40s who's now carrying around a life-size doll of a 16-year-old anime pop star that he claims he's married to.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem.
So in any case.
Although now she's like 34.
Adam, we have run out of time for our next story, but I do have a headline.
Is it going to be even good?
Man who grew penis on his arm wants to date Kate Beckinsale.
I mean, was it an extra one? Or that was his primary unit?
Adam, you know, I can't answer any questions.
I know your hands are tied, buddy. Sounds like his are too.
All I have is a headline, sir.
Oh, man. That's rich. That's rich.
But we do promise the listener that we will make every possible effort to get to it in a future episode.
And let's point out that nobody went to jail in this week's story.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it was not the redneck rave or anything like that, but nobody went to jail.
Although I would like to merge the two stories, and I would like him to take his doll to the next redneck rave and just to see how that goes.
You know, I think the thing about the redneck rave that gets me is that there was no, like, it wasn't a festival. It was just people hanging out and getting drunk.
Hey, man, when you get tens of thousands of rednecks together, what else do you need?
Listen, I bet if you don't fear for your safety, I bet that's a wild experience.
Adam, do you have birthdays for us?
Bro, we're going to start it off with a freaking bang. How about some birthday quick hits?
Let's do it.
Okay, Andre 3000, somebody who's like basically a genius and talk about eccentric, he turns 47, right? Next, Jewel turns 48.
She has fangs.
Jewel has fangs?
Yeah, if you look really close, her teeth right here, these right here, they're a little pointy.
Are they cool?
No.
Okay.
They're more pointy than they should be.
Are they retractable?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's put a pin in that. Just in case. All right. Quick hits, remember? So John C. Reilly turns 58.
Funny.
Lenny Kravitz and Mike Myers both turn 58. Right? Morrissey turns 63. Drew Carey, 64. Stevie Nicks turns 74, if you can believe that.
I love her.
Same. Priscilla Presley, 77. That's insane. Gladys Knight turns 78. Bob Dylan turns 81. And Jerry West of the NBA Logo Hall of Fame.
No. His nickname is the logo.
Isn't he also the logo, though?
Yes. Is there a cooler nickname in all of humanity than the logo?
No.
The nickname and the story behind it are maybe the coolest ever.
Yep. I agree with that. He turns 84. And man, when I heard that, I was like, why didn't they use Jordan? I was like, oh yeah, because there was a whole like lifetime of basketball before Jordan when I was a kid.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I was like, who's Jerry West? God.
You know? Only the logo. That's who he is.
Yeah. Okay. Sir Ian McKellen, Gandalf himself, turns 83. And Joan Collins turns 89. No big milestone birthdays this week, buddy.
Thought she was dead.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean happy birthday.
Right. Yeah, happy birthday.
All right, how about some born this week, but now dead?
All right, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Clay Groves. Adam, I have two people that were born on this day but are now dead. First, perhaps you recognize the name Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Yeah, of course.
He of Sherlock Holmes fame, of course. He died in 1930 at the age of 71. Today he would have been 163. And then the Duke himself, John Wayne, died in 1979 at the age of 72. Today, he would be 115.
Nice. Happy birthday, guys.
Yep. And Adam, we just have one more thing before we go, and you know exactly what this is.
Okay. Our last segment.
Because it is... Come on, man. You know what this is. This is part two of Adam's Argentinian Road Trip Audio Diary.
I forgot. That's awesome.
So listeners, if you missed part one, go back and listen. It's great. And here is part two.
Hey, what's up? This is Adam, and this is how I talk. I am currently in Argentina, and I wanted to share a quick anecdote. Today at dinner, I got a steak the size of my face. It was incredibly huge and delicious. I ordered sides, appetizers, and I was with one of my colleagues. So we ordered, a feast. It looked great, sounded great. And I decided I wanted a glass of wine. So I told the waiters, I said, hey, I would like this glass of wine. He said, no, sir, we don't have that in the glass. We only have it in the bottle. I said, well, okay, well, where's the bottle? And where's the price? And all that kind of stuff. So he pointed to the same item that I had selected. I said, I started to smile, and I accepted that. I went ahead and ordered that bottle of wine. And the great thing was, is that that bottle of wine was $10. Delicious Argentinian wine.
What?
And, my colleague doesn't drink at the moment, so, I had a couple glasses, and I realized it was 2/3 of the bottle, left. And so, at the end of the dinner, we paid the check. So for a bottle of wine, appetizers, dessert, full meal, steak huge, the total for the two of us was $60, 60 US.
Wow.
So I am currently at 1 a.m. in Argentina finishing the bottle of wine that I had at dinner. I went back to work for a couple hours after dinner, and now I'm finishing it off. So here's to you, Argentina, with this delicious wine and delicious food and excellent pricing. And I raise my glass to you. Thank you for this wonderful night. So this is Adam. This is how I talk from Argentina. And, dunzo.
Wow. That's winning.
I had forgotten about that. I remember just being like, I'm like, how much is the bottle? And he's like, it's right there, sir. And I just like, I just smiled at him. I was like, oh, that sounds great. I'll have it. And they know, because I was like, hey, can I take this to go? And he's like, yeah, no problem. Like, he brings a bag over, corks it up, nice, packages it. And like, I walk out the door.
Wow, that's awesome.
And the steak was enormous. Like, so like, that means my whole meal with everything was $30, like out the door, full bottle of wine, full meal, appetizers, dessert, the whole thing, $30.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's really ridiculous.
Oh man, it was great.
Well, good news, listeners, because that is part two of four.
Ah,
there are two more installments of Adam's Argentinian Road Trip Audio Diary. We'll bring those to you, one each, in the next two episodes.
Well, you know, I am going to Vienna, so we could just be doing road trip diary after road trip diary.
Let's do it. Are you ready to commit to the listener?
I'll make my pledge, as Amber Heard says.
All right, Adam, that brings us to the end of this episode of This Week Today.
God dang it, bro.
I know. I hate this part of the show every time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have some brief credits before we go. Come join us in our Facebook group. It's called the Gravity Beard Interns. Find us on Twitter by searching at This Week Pod. If you go on a trip and would like to call in and share your experience, you can call the JonBenet Ramsey Crime Tips Hotline. It's 214-531-3936. We'd love to hear your road trip audio diary. We'd appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network. For more information, go to podfixnetwork.com or search at PodFix on Twitter. Thank you to our friend Phil Rude for our custom logo. My pal Lord Saunders, I'm your co-host Toph. You've been listening to This Week Today. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
If you need me, just listen for the sound of crackling wood and I'll be there. Later.
This Week Today is a proud member of the PodFix Network.
I never thought I'd get to use these chips for anything up in my office, and you gave me a reason.
One more time, please. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
That's the sound of $6,000 in chips.